Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Arsha, baby. Watch this.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling. Why she making, taking next?
Yeah. Of good.
Taylor, I am your hostess tonight. Maj is just touching down from I have no idea where. I'm waiting for my co-host to trickle on in, and welcome to the cold. We have someone trickling on in here now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. I pushed the wrong button. I saw
Hi.
You. How are you?
It's okay. It's a little confusing sometimes. I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to call from my iPad, but then I realized that I couldn't call from my iPad because it told me that my phone wasn't on Wi-Fi, so it had to be on the same Wi-Fi to make the call from my iPad because my phone is dead. Yeah, all that weird shit. But hey, happy Friday.
Okay. Hi. Happy Friday. How are you?
Girl, you know, just maintaining. I'm in writer mode, so you know.
Okay.
I've been putting in a lot of keystrokes, should I say, a lot of words.
Okay.
I'm actually working on like 3 projects at once because it's weird, like I have to write the stuff when it comes to me, so in order for me to get it. So like I'm focusing on getting the second part of the first series done, and then like I've got a whole nother series going and a whole nother series because I'm gonna try to release 2 or 3 at one time. That's my goal because I gotta stop working for these white people, right? I need to work for myself. I'm talented enough to work for myself, so you know,
yes.
I'm trying to make some moves and do some shit different, you know what I mean? So,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, ma'am. But how you doing?
I just said it is on the line here, but she might be
well,
nice. She's
right,
trying
right,
to catch
right.
her breath.
She's like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
I don't even know where she's going to be. Like, she said, no. She said
me?
She was stopping somewhere, and then she was stopping somewhere else, and then she was coming home.
Uh-huh.
She done been everywhere.
So it's not, instead of where in the world is Carmen San Diego, it's where in the world is Imaz Ade. Like, where's she at?
She's somewhere.
She's doing big shit.
She done been in, I don't know how many different time zones today. How many time zones you been
I know,
in today,
right?
Can you hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I've only been in one time zone, but I've been in 3 states today.
Okay,
sir. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia.
right now, and I'm effing pad, but I have got to get this homework done. It ain't gonna
Girl,
be done.
Girl, you sound tired. You legit sound tired. Like you like tired, honey.
Yeah.
I wish I could do some homework for you. You need me to do something. Look, I wish I could do something for you. You need me to do something for you.
Right. If you can get this crap.
I can type, girl.
It ain't even typing. It's trying to simulate like a situation, like something happening on the computer, and it's just not working for me. And I'm probably gonna mute myself and have to call technical support and see what they can do so that I can have some type of paper trail to let my professor know that this shit ain't working. Like I'm tired. Like I am.
Girl, I need to understand.
I've been trying to do this all day.
I just need to understand, friend. Why is we here tonight, honey? Because you be doing so much. And where are them other fools at? Like, where they at?
I didn't run up thing. I don't know where they at. When I landed, I was like, okay. But I had to figure out what I was going to eat because I'm hungry. And so I had to walk to the Applebee's and get me something to eat. Today was supposed to be an easy day. I had three legs to work. So we good. We good. We good. We can laugh and we can kiki and stuff while y'all sit.
I just be trying to make sure my friend is good because, you know, like, at the end of the day, you know.
It's crazy.
My friend got to be good.
It's crazy. Like, she tried to tell me what she was doing, and, like, halfway through the day, I got confused. I didn't start getting dressed. And I was like, I don't even know where I'm going. And she was like, but you're not going nowhere. It made me confused. So
listen,
I just knew I was going somewhere. The way she was explaining it to me, I sure never had my shoes on. I was going too.
Girl,
I don't know where I'm going.
Listen, but I got mad. Love and respect for you, friend, because I would be somewhere under the bed. I ain't even gonna lie.
In the course of the next three, well, today was day one. I'm on a 4-day trip. So in the course of the next few days, I will be, I go back to Charlotte in the morning, and then I go to Lexington, Kentucky again tomorrow night. I went to Lexington, Kentucky already today. I go back there tomorrow night. Then Sunday, I'll go from Kentucky to Charlotte to Albany, New York, and then Albany to D.C. on Monday. So,
Lord, have my...
Now, when she explained it to me, it was some days ago. When by the time she got to D.C., I was dressed. I said, so...
I can't.
I'm going to say it was what we were going to say. And we say inappropriate things, as you have already heard. Some of us do other things. I'm not going to mention that. That's not my business. But they partake in the puff-puff pig. But anywho, tonight on the call, we are talking about body language and what does your body say to the opposite sex. I came up with this because I was watching an episode of Married at First Sight. And it's this particular couple. And she is giving him all types of bestie vibes. Like, they are married. Like, they're legally married. But she is giving him, like, 100%, this is my bestie. Like, she don't hug him. She don't kiss him. She don't touch him. She don't do nothing to him. Like, she talked to him. She talked to him as if, though, he was, like, a rescue. So you know how, like, the first week you get a rescue, like, you're real nice and gentle with it, and you try. No, that's how you talk to him. And I was like, well, and I was watching it, I was watching it with Mark, and Mark was like, you know what, he needs to go ahead and leave her. I was like, well, why do you say that? He was like, because she's full of shit, and she got fucked up body language. I said, what you mean? He was like, look at how she's acting towards him. And I was like, I still don't understand. I need you to break it down. He was like, all right, so they're talking. She's on one end of the couch. He's on the other. I said, well, that's not fair because that's how we sit on the couch. And we've been together since dirt. He was like, I understand that. But when I look at you and you look at me, it's the body language. Like, I understand you. You understand me. He was like, but look how them two are with each other. He's like, she don't want him. And she's never going to want him. And he's wasting his time.
Okay.
I said, excuse me, Dr. Phil, I still don't see that. So we had to run the episode back, and I really was attention to how she was talking to him and how, you know, things, a lot of it, body language is nonverbal. A lot, so it's like she wouldn't, like, he was begging her for a kiss. Now, I understand they only been, like, this is like the beginning of the marriage. Like, I get it. And you just met this person. But he wasn't even asking for a kiss on the lips, just like one on the cheek. And I'm like, okay, I see what you're saying. And then she's like, you know, he tried to do nice things for her, and she always had some sideways comments to him. And I said, okay, I see what you're dropping, Dr. Phil. I see it. And then he was like, he's wasting his time because she's never going to want him that way. And I was like, I don't know.
And you said it was Married at First Sight?
Yes, it's Married at First Sight. I think it's season 11.
Okay.
It's set in New Orleans. And I think that they were taping, like, right before this whole corona shit. So I don't know how many episodes it is. I've been, like, playing catch-up. But I really was watching. I was like, wow, like, that makes a lot of sense. And it got me to thinking, like, when you're out and about, what about your body language actually speaks to someone else that makes you want, like, makes them want to come and talk to you?
Yeah.
Or,
what,
like,
does
what
say?
Do they find attractive about
you? Are you a close person? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just,
you know, a male, female, but also what does your body
but
language
just anybody.
Say to the same sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you come across as a bitch? Do you come across as close? Do you come across
exactly?
Yeah, like
exactly.
That's very valid. And I don't think people
sometimes we have that little nasty syndrome called resting bitch face syndrome. Is that a part of why we have issues with females, or females may have issues
probably.
With us, or like
Definitely.
Why there are certain gentlemen that, you know, that we find attractive that might find us attractive, but because of, you know, whatever body language we're giving off, they're just like, I'm okay.
You know what? My grandmother used to tell me something. She used to be like, your presence in a room speaks more before you even open your mouth. Like, when you come into a room, like, what you say, like, how you come into a room, how you, you know, like, do you command attention? Do you come off like a bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I always remember that. Like, so every time I walk in a fucking room, I'm holding my head up because my grandmother, like, made me, you know what I'm saying? When I was young, she told me that. Don't ever walk in a room holding your hand down because your presence commands attention before you open your mouth. I remember it, like, yesterday. Yeah, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that it goes a long way with the opposite sex as well as females, too. Because you know how you could be out somewhere, like, let's say, you know, back when the world was open and, you know, before the cooties had settled in, you could go to the mall. And you'll be in the store and you'll look at something and there'll be another lady in the store with you and y'all be looking at it. And then you'll be like, and she'll come over to you and be like, that is cute on you.
Yeah.
Because she felt comfortable talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then other times, you're doing the same thing, shopping, minding your business, and somebody will just, they just look at you like, ma'am, I didn't sleep with you last night. What you mad at me for?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I ain't do nothing to you last night.
Yeah, and you know what? I honestly think that sometimes people just for whatever reason, like, I think sometimes body language has so become so much of an unintentional part of them. You know what I mean? Like, they just they just that way. Like, they walk with their shoulders hunched, or they have a mean face, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like they've been doing it for years, and so is and therefore like no one's ever really checked them about it or said, have you ever like paid attention to how you come across just by your nonverbal language? You know what I'm saying? And they could be the sweetest people ever. Like, I know I have, like, there was a girl that I remember when I first started at my old job at GM. She, like, we were in training, and she had like serious resting bitch face, like. And I didn't want to, like, I'm friendly as fuck. Like, I'm just nice to everybody. That's just the way I am. And so she was, like, resting bitch face. And I don't know, one day we just so happened to, like, sit next to each other and just strike up a conversation. And crazy thing is, she was the nicest girl ever. Like, she was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her straight up, I was like, I didn't think that you liked me. I was like, not necessarily, not that I cared, but I was like, I felt like you was one of them, you know, you was a bitch. Like, I really felt like that's what you were. Like, because that's how your facial expressions and your body language came across. And who knew, you know what I'm saying, that you was cool and you was, you know, friendly and you was just as silly as I am. You know what I mean? No one ever would have known that. And she was like, you know what? People say that about me all the time. And I was like, so maybe you need to work a little harder. I said, I'm not saying that you need to be motherfucking Mary Poppins, because everybody ain't supposed to be Mary Poppins, right? But, you know, don't be so hard. Like, don't, you know, sometimes you can miss out on a good opportunity just because you're coming across like a bitch. And don't nobody want to deal with a bitch.
It's okay if you smile at least once a day. It's okay. It's okay, girl. If you smile once a day, it's okay. It's okay. You can wave and say hey. You can say, hey, girl, hey. It's okay.
Yeah, and I think, too, sometimes there are some people who are just, it's personal insecurities that some women have. With themselves, so therefore, like, they think that the radar is on them, so they don't want to make it known, you know what I'm saying? They're just like, okay, I'm going to be this way because I'm going to keep people away from me just so that I don't have to deal with anything, because I don't want to deal with my insecurities.
Then they will try their best to project it on you. Like, I've always found that idea that women having issues with other women, it's like, do you really have an issue with her, or do you have an issue with yourself projecting?
Right. That's true. Could possibly be that.
Well, look who has trickled on in. Is that why?
Who the fuck else is? What's going on, people? How's everything?
Everything is everything. Can't complain too much.
Right, right.
Hey, boyfriend.
That's
how things with you?
Hey, girlfriend. How you doing?
Hey, boys. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing crazy because I'm listening to y'all motherfuckers talk about bitch face. I'm like, what the fuck did I miss? Who got the bitch face? Who got the face of a bitch?
I hate you so much. Who got the face of a bitch?
But then I'm listening to y'all and I'm saying to myself, y'all talking about punk ass motherfuckers that be fronting like they hard but really punks, and be nice and they be having their, you know what I'm saying, that school face. But then I start saying to myself, wait a minute. People say that about me. Wait, these motherfuckers is talking about me behind my back when I wasn't even here. Oh, these niggas got jokes. They talking about me. They calling me a bitch. Then I said, wait, nigga, you were sleeping. They ain't talking about you. So I was going through my own shit right here while I was listening to y'all talk. So you got to excuse me.
Wow, you went through a lot of emotions in this whole, like, little,
no,
like,
no.
This whole little 3 minutes. Like, you really went through a lot.
I'm going to tell you because I asked this one, yo, we got a show this week. She was like, I don't know. So I'm like, all right. So, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to my people. They said, y'all got a show. I was like, yeah, I don't even know. And then I fucking, you know what I'm saying? I wake up and I'm like, oh, shit, we got a show. And then I'm like, yes, I'm a bitches. Wait, I'm a bitch? Because I ain't come to the show. Yo, I ain't go front. I just woke up. My mind ain't where it's supposed to be. I ain't smoked yet. Yeah,
Lord
have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Golly. I cannot. I told you we had a show this week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Just what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because Taylor asked,
how the fuck are y'all going to say yes what she told me? Y'all can't tell me what she told me.
I said it in the group chat because Taylor asked in the group chat. And I said, yeah, we can have a show if somebody else run it because I'm going to be coming in from work. So if somebody else run it, and that's when Taylor volunteered to run it. So,
nigga, every fucking 6 hours we've been talking about Wentworth. You ain't telling me shit about nothing. Every fucking 6 hours, me and this heifer get back in touch. Where you at? Where you at? What you watching? What you watching? I see her. You see her? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Back and forth. Now all of a sudden she didn't want to tell a nigga. I said, see, that's that bullshit. She got fucking. You ain't got bitch face. You got bitch conversation right now. I don't know what's going on. What you trying to do?
I'm sorry. We have talked every day just about this week because we have been watching Wentworth. And we almost done. We're sitting around like crackhead trying to get another piece of crack. I'm sorry. And then, you know, my mama told us that we going to get another season coming up in the next few months.
We got to hurry up.
Yeah. We got to re up because we will be standing around looking crackish around this
hole.
What is this shit doing? Yo, I'm about to email my professor and say, fuck this shit and just take the goddamn zero.
Now, wait a minute now. Now, listen, friend. You know, we don't do no zeros around these parts now.
Listen. This is some trash. I'm going to have to restart this.
I'm
only got an hour.
This whole 2020 is trash, but we don't take no zeros now. We don't take no zeros.
I'm about to be like, fuck this shit.
I second that.
No, we can't say fuck this shit, friend.
Yeah. I'm close to it.
No, don't do that, friend. Don't do it, friend. Just take a breather.
Okay.
Take a woosah. Take a woosah. We won't do no zeros, friend.
Open up the damn application. Niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks. I'm sorry.
Oh, Ryan, you so lost. Oh, so the topic tonight, we were talking about body language. That's why we were talking about resting bitch face.
Got you. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
I get it. I apologize.
Yeah,
I was
that's okay. That's okay. I realized you didn't know what was going on. I just chimed you on in, and then all you heard was resting bitch face. I got you. Yeah, so we were talking about body language and what did your body say to the opposite sex.
Because I got sleepy nigga face. I apologize.
Oh, God. Not creepy nigga face.
You dumb.
What is that? Explain that to me, please.
Not sleepy nigga face.
Sleepy nigga face is I'm on call this week. So I've been having crazy hours. And I'm sleeping in the day and up all night. And I got a half a blunt that I don't know exactly where it's at, but it was so good that I'm going to turn these lights on and look for this shit. And, that's about it.
Okay.
Puff, puff, pass, friend. Okay. Puff, puff, pass.
Oh, see? Hell no.
That's why.
Mm-mm.
That's why I put
get your own girlfriend.
Oh, he said you stole on the night board.
Mm-hmm. It's like that, you know what I'm saying? That CD they used to sell back in the days of old black soul music. Mm-mm, girlfriend, you got to get your own.
Mm-hmm.
Time, late at night, Time Warner, whatever it was.
You know what I'm saying? Motown 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's like 15, 20 CDs. You know that still come on? That's still, they still
my
have
grandma,
that commercial. That my, still come on PBS.
My grandma had the whole fucking collection. Like, I swear I think she would just stay up at night and wait till the damn thing came on and order them. She had all of them. I was like, grandma, really?
Fuck that. She want to listen to the Stylistics when she want to listen to the Stylistics, nigga. She go get that shit. Fuck that. It's mine. I'm getting it.
Okay. Okay, Nemo. That's fine. You can listen to the Delphonics all you want. Go ahead, girl. Ain't nobody
la, 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 nigga. I love you.
Oh, betcha by golly, wow ass nigga. Hey, here we
betcha
go.
By golly.
Oh, no.
There's a stroke of magic.
Oh, shoot, whoopie, whoopie, whoop, nigga.
Oh, no.
Betcha by golly.
And what was the other one? Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Come on, man. That was the shit.
I had to meet you here today. Hey.
Oh,
God. Oh. Come on, nigga.
I'm going to miss you. Hold on, wait. Let me get the high note. I'm going to miss you. I can't lie.
My God, God. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Oh, God. I was
yo,
so
you know
shocked that still
that's
come on
music. I don't know about y'all, but growing up, when I heard that music on, I knew to stay the fuck in my room and just listen because eventually somebody was going to get drunk enough and the show was going to start.
Listen, let me tell you,
that was every Friday night at my house when I was young. My mom used to cook, and the next door neighbors would come over, and they would play Pinochle, right? And I'd be in my room watching,
hold the fuck up with your Jewish parents. Who the fuck that got brown skin plays Pinochle, nigga?
He did say Pinochle. Yes, he did say that shit.
They used to play Pinochle. They did.
Nigga,
I don't know. Listen.
Did they have the fucking your next door neighbor, the Crandon? Who the fuck plays Pinochle, nigga?
Listen, first of all, I'm little. I don't know. I know that they play. Maybe, was it Pinochle or Pacino? It was something that started with the P. Okay, Pinochle, Pacino, Uno.
That's just as bad. That's just as bad.
Anywho,
you sure it wasn't Tonk?
Anywho,
you sure it wasn't Tonk? Tonk.
It could have been. It could have been a whole
nigga,
combo.
Nigga, Spades, nigga. It could have been an X.
It could have been. It could have been a combo. I don't know, but I know that it started. Whatever they started with, it started with the P. Because I remember the box. It started with a P. Okay, so. She
maybe
would invite the neighbors over.
No, maybe it was the card.
Maybe they were playing with pussy and penis. What the fuck was going on in your little room back
maybe,
then?
No. Don't they got a brand of cards named Pinnacle or something like that? Maybe it was the card.
They do. But it was the game was in a box, though.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah,
all the pieces, whatever it was in the box.
Oh, yeah.
It was
true.
A whole set.
Yeah.
But moving along, So they used to come over on Fridays, and I'd be in the living room, and I used to watch TGIF. And then after that went off, they'd be like, hey, you got to go in your room. And I'd be like, cool, I'm not even going to argue with you, because I know in about an hour or so, shit going to get funny. So I go in my room, I'm a play my game until about 11:30, 12 o'clock. I'm going to sit right here. And every now and again, I peek out my room, and they still be at the table, just like, kitchy, kitchy, kitchy. About 11:45, that music starts. Oh, this finna get good. Oh, I sneak out my room then. I'm going to sit right on the corner on the floor. Miss Chris used to get drunk. She couldn't handle her liquor at all. Only took her two drinks, and she was acting a fool. So here she go. She trying to dance. She almost tore up my mama's living room. She falling all over the place. Just entertaining. I sat and laughed all night long. She trying to dance with her husband. She drunk and got two left feet. He sober and still got two left feet. And here come my tipsy mama trying to help them with their four left feet. I said, you know what? Just entertaining.
You stupid.
Just entertaining. She'd be like, my mama be like, no, you gotta stand like this. You gotta let them lead. But the problem with our neighbors was that Miss Chris was like one of them women that was like 6 feet. She was like a solid 6 feet. And her husband was like a solid 5'8".
I'm done.
Maybe. So he was a little dude compared to her. And she be trying to dance, and he couldn't dance, and he didn't drink. So it was just pure comedy. Every Friday night, it was just comedy. And I would sit right there in the corner. I wouldn't bother nobody. I wouldn't say nothing. I just watch. And they would cut up
listening
to them songs. They be trying to sing. They be trying to sing the words, but they done mixed up the two songs together that don't go together. That's not the lyrics to that song, but if y'all want to remix it, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you the worst part. The worst part was, see, when I grew up in the hood back in the day, you know, I'm a little older than all y'all. Y'all like making fucking jokes. So back in the 1700s, back when I was a child, unfortunately, it was
Lord.
A lot of, you know what I'm saying, single parents. In the hood. So Miss Karen would come over, you know what I'm saying, with her boyfriend in March. But in April, she have a different nigga over there. And then July, she may bring a different nigga. You know what I'm saying? And because she got a different man in her life. So what they used to make fun of was if this chick was going to come with a different nigga. You know what I'm saying? I remember specifically them, you know what I'm saying, making jokes. Oh, she got another nigga. Shit. And quiet as kept, the undercurrent joke that you have in the beginning of the night, at some point during the night, that shit comes out. You just got to wait long enough. Just don't go to sleep.
Yes.
Don't go to sleep before the joke comes
out.
No,
you can't. Because you're going to miss all the action. You go to sleep. You got to stay
up. Nigga. No, I'm saying
Friday
it'd be that
night,
one shit
when you
or
get
like,
home from school, you got to take that nap. As soon as you get in, if you got homework, you do that homework and you take that nap. So by the time when you get up, it's you ready for the show later.
You wake up and your mother frying chicken or some shit. Like, all right, yeah, all right. I'm right on time. I'm right on schedule. All right, I'm good. I got my
exactly.
Nap.
Exactly.
And, or either what's even better is if, like, because some of the other women in the building or people in the building had children also. So if their children was in trouble, now you get to hear about the shit that their children did, you know what I'm saying? Because you know that's all about too. Oh, my badass motherfucking son want to get suspended. Oh, shit, dog, I got suspended? Do-do-do.
That's where
you
find out the best tea. The best tea come after 10:30, let me tell you. So, Lil Ray did what now?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, those are the times. You know what I'm saying? And see, this is how I know I'm professional. And what you could do when you fucking sneak your head out is then you can look at the people's body language. Okay? You can see Miss Karen over there sitting in the corner chair all sad because she fucking don't know how to play spades and they talking about her like she a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? You can see her body.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Charles that done fucked two of these four women that's up here. When he get up and he walk to the kitchen to go get him another drink, how the ladies look at him. Know what I'm saying? You can see that. You can see that. You can see all that shit. The undercurrents and how motherfuckers is walking. You just gotta pay attention. I learned early.
Yes.
Oh, and don't forget how Mr. John and Miss Eileen looking at each other and they don't think nobody know they fucking, but they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. And then one of them is there with their significant other. Oh yeah.
That part.
Yeah. I see you looking over there, but I know his wife is right there. Let's see how
and
this play out.
Then they had the nerve to put on some shit like fucking Betty Wright. You know what I'm saying? And Betty Wright come on, and motherfuckers is looking at each other. Mm-hmm. She's singing about you. You know what I'm saying? All kind of
Barbara.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call her, Barbara?
Oh, a baby looking over sitting over there. Hey, Barbara, this is Shirley. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I ain't gonna hold you. So I was talking to my daughter, right? And I told her,
oh, Lord.
I said, listen, what you need, because Rick James and team were refining Desire came on. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you need to talk to your grandmother and ask your grandmother how she used to act when this song came on. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember one of these nights. My mother, at the top of her fucking lungs, singing that Tina Marie part. And, yo, she was sending subs like a motherfucker to my stepfather at the time. That shit was hilarious.
Everybody mama used to sing that shit.
Listen, that's not funny. That is traumatic. Let me tell you.
What I used to do.
That is traumatic. That song is traumatic. Let me tell you something. People, you have got to learn.
Yeah, you notice I left that part alone. I skipped that part.
At night. Close your doors, okay? You are the children that get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. They go get some water. They got to go past your room to get to the kitchen or the bathroom. Please close your door. You are traumatizing children out here in these streets. Till this day, I don't listen to that song. I remember I was a little kid. I had to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
It was the middle of the night. I had my room. Was the last one in the house. I had to go past my parents' room to get to the bathroom. I go past my parents' room, and I was disturbed.
Wow.
Why is my mama on top of my daddy? And I can't figure it out. Like, you know how, like, you see a car accident, like, you know you need to look away, but you can't.
I'm done.
So this is where I'm at in life. This is where I'm at. I'm sad this is happening to me. Like, I don't understand what is going on. Like, why is my mama on my daddy like this? And why they sound like this? And part of me was like, go in there and see what's wrong with them. The other part of me was like, this ain't your business. But this ain't your business. This ain't your business, and go back in the room. But my little, you know, you little, my little bladder was like, no, you got to go to the bathroom. So I go, and I run in the bathroom, right? I try to rinse my eyes out. That didn't happen. I didn't see it. So I'm in the bathroom, and I remember they got louder. They got louder because the bathroom was right next to their room. So I could hear even more. So now I don't want to come out of the bathroom because I don't want to go back past their room. Here's the problem. They were busy. They didn't know I was in the bathroom. So now I'm just in the bathroom on the floor. And in come my daddy.
This nigga traumatized.
But he's even more traumatized.
She's getting fucking caught up now. Like, he fucking just got raped by fucking Boomer.
So I'm just sitting in the bathroom, right? So he just opens the door and just uses the bathroom. I'm in the corner. He didn't even know I was in the bathroom. So now I'm even more traumatized because at this point, I'm little. I ain't never seen nobody set up but my own. So now.
And the fucked up part is now when a man busts his nut and then he pee, the shit be all to the sides. And now you're like, my daddy can't even aim with his dick because he's peeing all over the toilet bowl. What the fuck is going on in my house?
I'm dead. And now I gotta wait for him to finish so he can go out of the bathroom so then maybe I could go back to my room. So I was traumatized.
Wait, hold on. Raising my hand. How big a fucking bathroom do you have that this nigga couldn't see you in the bathroom when he was in the bathroom?
Because I was in the corner, so I was behind the door. So when you open the door, it's just the. You just backed it. It was a big bathroom.
Okay. All right.
But she's saying, okay. It was traumatic. So now I finally get back to my room. I can't unsee what I saw. My motherfucking eyes is burning. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. So eventually I wound up going back to sleep. So then I get up my mom. So the next morning, I remember my mom came. Come on, it's time for breakfast. And I was looking at her like, I don't want to touch. Don't touch me. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Get away from me. I saw what you did to my daddy.
I'm done with you.
I saw what you did to my daddy. Don't touch me. And don't talk to me. And then he was like, hey, you want to go? He wanted to take me somewhere. I don't want to go nowhere with you either. I never wanted to go to my grandma's house, but I wanted to go to my grandma's house that day. I want to go see grandma. They were like, you want to go to your grandma's house? I want to go to grandma's house. It's too much. I was traumatized. You understand me? I had to be about maybe, like pushing like 6 or 7.
All right. I probably told y'all about this. I'm stuttering already, so I need to get into my emotions. I had to be about maybe the same similar age, about 7 or so, when I seen my mother the first time. But that was my fault because I walked into her room without knocking on her door. I just turned in and I pushed. Nigga, you know better than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Nigga, that's childhood lesson 101. Who the fuck are you coming in my room? You don't pay a bill around me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
That was the first time. But that was young. That was mistake. You know what I'm saying? Not really knowing what I'm seeing, but knowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just put a bookmark in that and come back to it later. But when I was in high school. Oh, nigga. I similar to you. So I didn't have to go to the bathroom, but my room was right off the kitchen in the back of the apartment. So when I come out my room and open my door to the kitchen, it's like now I'm privy to what's going on in the rest of the world. You know what I mean? So I come out my room, I go into the kitchen, and off the kitchen was a hallway, and to the right was my mom's room and the bathroom, but to the left was the living room and the dining room. So I get to the kitchen, and I'm hearing noise. What the fuck are these living rooms? I walk around the living room, and I see my mother's fucking head buried into the couch cushions like she was sniffing for fucking nickels and fucking dust bunnies. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And this nigga is behind my mother fucking ramrodding her with his fucking Indiana country dick. Get the fuck off my mother. What the fuck? Yo, I hated that fucking couch. That brown fucking couch. I hated that shit with a fucking passion.
All right, let me calm down. Because I'm starting to, you know what I'm saying, get emotional. Yeah. That shit was fucking horrifying, nigga. To come around that corner and see your mom's with her fucking head in the fucking seat cushions. Nigga. All right. I'm over it. I apologize.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's just some things, like, you got to be mindful. Like, you can't be doing that, parents. You close your door. Lock your door. Don't be trying to be fresh
in
the damn living room.
Common areas of the house. Don't do that.
No. You can't do none of that. Don't be in the kitchen. Don't be in the living room. You can't be up on the dining room table talking about you can have dessert.
You can only do that when
you can.
No one's home. You can only do that when no one's home or no one lives at home.
No, he can't have no dessert on the dining room table, ma'am. Okay? I don't want to be sitting down for Sunday dinner and it's an ass print on the table. No.
That's why you use the Mr. Clean spray and you just wipe the table off.
I'm done with this nigga. This nigga said, no, I'm going to get
you was nasty.
The dining room table. I'm just going to clean it up after.
You just be on the dining room table. So what you're telling me is you be on the dining room table because that's all I heard. That
no, I don't be on the dining room table.
Sounded like I'd be on my dining
room table. Hold my big ass. But I've been on my counter and I've been on some places. Yeah, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm about to start the process of buying me a home. So I'm gonna be on every fucking surface of the house. I ain't gonna lie.
You stupid. You stupid. I'm gonna hurt myself to get on some of these surfaces, but I'm gonna fuck on them.
I probably will hurt myself, and I probably end up going to the emergency room because I done broke something or sprained something or tore something or scraped something just because I'm accident prone. But it's worth it for me to be christening my own,
okay.
My home.
It's your house. It's your house. I get it.
So what are you looking for?
So, I want to find something about, I don't want to build because out here in Arizona, when you disturb the ground like that, newer construction, you have a tendency to have more scorpions because you break their nests from underground. So, I don't want to have to deal with the fucking scorpions. But, so I'm looking to find something within, like, the 200, 250 range. And if I can't find a house, then I'm going to go the route of a condo because I figure for out here, that's good because you got to think with the landscaping costs and all that shit in the desert, you know, the heat, like you got to have a sprinkler system if you want to have a lawn, you know, things have to be in order. So I was like, if I can't find a decent house that's worth that, then I'm going to try to go the route of a condo. And there is actually a condo that's right by where my apartment that I live now in the same neighborhood, which I love. That's going for under $200,000, which is good for this area because this is like kind of like the almost the rich people area. So, you know, the foothills up a little bit further, like 2.5 miles from where I live. That's where like all the damn athletes and shit be building their houses up there in the mountains and shit. So, this is a nice area. So, I'm excited though. Like, I'm really excited. Like, I've really been working hard on like my credit and shit. I got me a secured credit card and was able to boost my credit score in, like by 33 points in less than 60 days. Just doing some shit. You know, it's nice when you got somebody on your team doing the same, you know, wanting to do the same shit too. So it's good.
Aw, check you out. Aw, look at you, Black Love. I love it. But let's get back to these motherfucking scorpions. Nigga. Scorpions, nigga?
Nigga,
you gotta dig the dirt and you a fucking disruptive scorpion nest, nigga? That's
yes, like when they
fucking
build, okay,
construction?
Look. So you have places where scorpions just have lived forever. But then in these areas where they build new homes, like I would never get a house built from the ground up here. You cannot pay me to do that. No, at all. Because what happens is when they go in there to dig, it disturbs the nest because the scorpions live fucking deep underground. So when they go in there and do that, they disturb the nest. So then that brings them all up. And then, you know, out here in Arizona, there's a lot of places that have natural, people have, like, citrus trees. So a lot of, like, oranges and lemons and grapefruit, and shit, like, in their yard. Like, so they also are attracted to the citrus, too. So that'll bring them out. And, like, them, when I say they will come in the house, like, you can't see them at nighttime because they just creep in there. Like, you have to find, like, a black light. And there's been people that have took the black light, went outside on their patio or wherever, and they've had, like, a wall or something, like a, you know, concrete wall or something out there. And they turn the light on, and it's just scorpions everywhere. And they get into the cracks and crevices in your house, like anything like that. The motherfuckers will get in your bed. Like, they like dark places. They'll get in shoes. If you throw some clothes on the floor and you leave them down on the floor, they might get in the floor. I know people that have been bit by scorpions in their motherfucking bed. So, yeah, I ain't fucking around with them things. I'm cool. I don't want no problem.
So basically, what you literally just said is that I can't come visit you at no time because I don't fuck with scorpions. Ever. Got you. I just wanted to be clear.
No, listen.
I don't
see them.
No, I'm okay.
And fuck your housewoman because ain't nobody warming that shit up.
Let me say this. I will send a gift.
No, listen.
Let me say this. I should have prefaced it by saying this. I've been here since 2013. I've only seen one, and I have never seen it in a place where I've lived. I seen it in a fucking store in the middle of the night when I was going to get me a soda in the middle of the night. So I've never seen, like, what I'm saying is I've never seen one where I live. So I'm not worried, but I'm just saying I'm not going to ever put myself in that position to see them.
This nigga telling stories and fables now. This nigga saying, yo, they the worst thing in the world, but I've never seen one personally. I've only seen one.
And it was a little bitty baby one. The man just stepped over and the motherfucking died. The bigger ones are not a problem because they know how to control their venom. The problem is the baby ones. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when you, with newer homes and stuff like that, there's that potential. So I, like, if you come to my place now, I've never seen one.
They know how to control their venom. What the fuck are you talking about? How the fuck you know they know how to control their venom? You talk to them?
Because that's what...
Again.
That's what this is further letting
me know. I will send you a gift. So here's what you do. Anybody else that goes to this housewarming party, here's what you do. You're gonna get...
I told you I'm not going to buy new construction. I'm going to buy something that's been around for a while.
Mm-mm.
So you won't see none.
I meet you in Los Angeles somewhere or in fucking Vegas. I'm not coming in on my
y'all
fucking
petty.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. It's not that bad.
I'm sorry. I'm it's not that bad. She said venom.
And it's 800 fucking degrees and I gotta deal with scorpions, nigga. That really is hell.
They don't come out like that. You're not gonna see them like that. They're not gonna be like out. It's not like they just come out and shit. They come out at night and you're not gonna see them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a better chance of seeing a motherfucking coyote or a javelina or a bobcat or some shit than a scorpion.
This nigga just went on. And please, correct me if I'm wrong. Right?
That's
this
what
nigga
she
just
said.
Went on.
Yeah.
15-minute soliloquy about why she would never build a house because they fucking
I
scorpions.
Said a new,
scorpions
brand new
and
house.
Dig and they nest
I said a
and
brand
you
new
want
house
to
from the ground
them.
Up because I don't want to have to deal with
it. I only seen one. And then the nigga was like, yo, it's not really a problem. I'm confused. I don't know what to think right now.
No, okay.
I need
this
drugs.
I should have said this. Maybe I should have did it differently. So what I'm saying is I purposely do not want to build new, like from the ground up, right? I could do that for probably $250,000 if it's safe, or $200,000 depending on where I'm at. But I don't want to do that because there's the potential for there to be scorpions because of the digging up the ground. However, I have only ever seen one since I've been here, since 2013, and it was not in a residential setting. I don't know anyone that has gotten bitten by one or anything like that. So I can't say that. So it's not like it's one of those things where it's
oh, you're going to walk down the street and you have a, you know, 1 in 5 chance of getting bit by a scorpion. No, it's nothing like that. It's literally not
like that. You sound like a Trump supporter.
I don't like black people. Why, you had to fight black people? Nah, I never fought a black man. Why, somebody black robbed you? Nah, I never got robbed by nobody black. Why you don't like black people? Because I seen one of them one time in the desert when I was building my house.
Y'all gotta understand, I'm like a punk. I am so scared. I'm scared of insects and shit. Like, so everything scares me, like insects and bugs and shit. Like, I don't want to see none of that. Like, that shit scares me. So I'm like, I'm scared just the idea of thinking about, like, it gives me anxiety thinking about it.
Punk, I am a punk.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a punk like a motherfucker when it comes to the nature and insects and shit. Like, I can't. I just can't. Man, I can't. I don't. And this is the crazy part about it. Like, everybody back in the day had somebody in their family that had roaches and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? That lived in the hood. Like, I don't even know how I survive. Like, I don't know how I survive because I'm scared of fucking bugs. Like, I'm scared of them. So I don't know how the fuck I survived.
I saw on Facebook, like, you know how, like, you watch one video, and then if you're looking at the video and keep scrolling, you'll come across some other videos. It just be, like, mad random stuff. I saw a video. It was a family. Like, they had been losing sleep because they were hearing bees. Like, they kept hearing thousands of bees, but there were no bees in, like, in the room with them. Lord, they had an exterminator come. That man tore down the wall. They had a whole infestation of bees that lived in their walls.
Oh, hell no. See, I would die.
I said, if you don't burn down that motherfucker,
I'm not ready to pass out.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about. Just burn the bitch
down.
Burn it down. That motherfucker.
Burn it. Just burn it.
Handyman live up in there. Handyman is in there.
Just burn it. Just burn it. Burn it.
Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go. First thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure that our insurance policy is going to cover this shit. That's number one.
Hell yeah.
Then we're going to go on vacation. We're going to take everything that is important with us. Then as we're going, all of a sudden, inadvertently, there's going to be a fire. Everything's going to go the fuck up, including them motherfucking bees.
Bees. I can't. Oh, my God, boy. I can't imagine. Like, I would die.
Like, he tapped the wall. Like, he tapped the wall, and he was like, there's bees.
And they tapped back?
And then he was tapping the wall, and he finally broke it, and it was like they took it was like the little microscope, and they looked inside. It was nothing. The whole wall was covered in bees. I was like, if you don't get you a match and set that shit on fire,
because what
just
can
like,
they do?
It was a,
there's no way
set it on fire.
Room, but you would have to.
I just told you.
That's what I'm saying. Like there is no exterminator that can get rid of all the infested. Like,
nah, you can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of them. But real talk, it'll be mad expensive. First of all, you got to tent your whole house. You know what I'm saying? And then they got to fucking, one way they do it is they smoke them shits out. They smoke, you know what I'm saying? But now you got smoke.
Can you imagine that shit? No.
You'd probably be better
off. Have you seen
a
beehive before? Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
A bee.
That's fucked
thing.
Up.
Like, you know how they multiply? Like, oh my God.
You probably would be better off doing some janky, you know what I'm saying, insurance scheme and burning your house down. You know what I'm saying? It'd probably be easier. You know what I mean? In the long run.
Yep.
They fucking try to do all that.
And you know what? And to be quite honest, if it comes out, right, I don't feel like anybody would be like, oh, you know, that's fucked up. I'd be like, I'm right with you, girl. Here, sign this and sign this and sign this, and you out of here.
Yeah, if I was
even you burn that bitch down.
I would look right past that shit and be like, okay, yeah, I would look right past it because. At that
and that's
point,
just
like
the people. Oh, thugs.
It's like people that have houses too, and then they always complaining about something, and then they got to, for whatever reason, they got to go under the house. And then it's like a whole motherfucking, it's a whole family of snakes down there. So you mean to tell me you ain't know these damn snakes is underneath your house? Or like people that, like, snakes are coming out their toilet?
Nah, I get that, though, because sometimes when you buy a house, you know what I'm saying, you don't have all the details on the shit when you have to use your house. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you need to have a fucking inspection.
But there's literally time that you're not going to see certain things unless you're in certain circumstances. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be able to tell certain things about that house, about how it smells, until it's been sitting in the sun for 8 hours straight. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things you can't tell until you cross that bridge. You know what I mean?
Man.
Until it rains.
Yeah.
Until the wind blows and you hear what that tree outside really sound like. You know what I'm saying? It was nice when you was looking at the house before.
Yeah,
that.
I guess.
You ain't know the wind blow, you know what I'm saying, and it make that noise. But my point in saying all that is, yo, it's okay for people who live there. I get it. But when you invite other motherfuckers, what do I mean? I mean, I'm the cable man, nigga. I got to go down to somebody's motherfucking crawl space. Wait a minute. No, I'm canceling this job, sir. No, sir, I'm not going under there. No, but wait a minute. There's been times where you got to go up under a motherfucking house and shit up underneath
didn't
that house.
Didn't you
go
like in a roach-infested house before? Didn't you go to roach infested houses? Didn't you go to like
I've
a roach infested house where like you had to put like stuff on because it was just like I think I remember you saying that.
Nigga, I've been in motherfucking houses where you put so they tell you when you go in people's houses sometimes you put on boot coverings to cover your boots in your house.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times I put the shits on to cover my boots from the dirt in their house. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I'm not getting this shit on my boots. You know what I'm saying? There's been times I've been moving fucking cable boxes and modems and shit, and fucking locusts be like, oh, what's good? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nigga, that ain't supposed to be happening. Yeah, you definitely see dirty, nasty shit in people's houses.
Can you refuse the job because it's nasty? The house is too nasty?
Absolutely.
It's gross.
Yeah, nigga, that's how it
works. That's good.
Done
that's
that.
Good.
There's been times you be like, listen, I'm not doing this. And then you get hoarders, so you get people who got enough space in their living room just to walk right down the middle. You know what I'm saying? And there's shit all around. Nah, I'm not doing this. Mm-mm. Clean your house up and then you get high cable. You're on punishment.
Wait a minute. How the fuck you got papers from 1972, but you worried about some goddamn cable? You need to get your priorities together.
Because they've been sitting in that
ain't no damn table. You don't need a cable box. You don't need a modem. You don't need none of that. You need to clear out them damn newspapers from the 1600s is what you need to do.
They've been sitting in that same love seat on that same spot or in that same lazy boy recliner. That's the only place they can sleep or do anything. So they just sit there and watch their cable. This just mad.
I want you to do one hot.
No. You don't need cable. You go read the newspapers from the 1600s. You get you some history. That's what you do. History. You read all them. You read them 2,000 newspapers you got. Last thing
Ron,
you need is some damn cable.
Now?
What happened?
You said you was in a house where what now?
I don't know. So I've been in a bunch of fucked up spots. But I tell you one thing, though. Some of these people, to your point about people not knowing what's in their house and shit in their walls, it's one thing, if it's my house, I can call 1-800-KILLER-BUG, you know what I'm saying, and get some kind of guarantee that if I pay you X amount of dollars, you will kill these bugs and they won't come back. You know what I'm saying? If they do come back, then you'll come back and kill them again. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So I can have some kind of feel good about myself or like I can
get
go back to my home.
But
for the motherfucker who's coming to service your home, and got to deal with this shit, that shit ain't fair to them. You know what I'm saying? I didn't sign up for this shit.
know what I'm saying? I didn't sign up for, you know what I'm saying? And here we go again. These slaves run this right back around the circle. You can look at a motherfucker body language and tell that they hiding something about their house. You know what I mean? Like the look in their eyes.
Yes.
Like
when they open the door and they looking at you funny. Like what?
You the old nasty motherfucker.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? Be like, so you look at stuff outside and you realize how the kid was running. Once you see certain things, you know certain things. Like, you become second nature. So you say to them, let me ask you a question. You have splitters in your attic, and when they hear the word attic, you see their eyes get real big. You're like, oh, shit, nigga, they attic is dirty as shit. Oh, they got fucking raccoons in their attic. Oh, no, I'm saying all kind of shit. You start saying, nah, nigga, I ain't going up there. Like, the attic, yeah. So, all right, so get the attic, fuck it. So you can just tell by certain people the way they start acting when you start mentioning shit. Like, so let me ask you a question. You got a place in the basement where the cable comes in? Oh, yeah, the basement. Yeah, I don't know. My God, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you and your cable when you want to know. And your baby ass fucking house.
Oh, not okay. No.
We got motherfuckers who got all kind of, it'd be fucking July, and they got Christmas shit from 1986. You know what I'm saying? And they go, like why do you still have this? Why do you still have these fucking Christmas trees from 86? Fucking decoration.
Nope.
Anyway. So let me ask you a question, Medisa.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
When I was asking more, like, have you done any looking at programs and stuff like that?
Oh yeah. So, I'm of course the FHA, the First Time Home Buyer Program. So that grant. Try to see like down payment assistance. They have a lot of those things, so that's what I'm be looking into for that to see if I can get some sort of help in regards to.
Let me ask you this question.
Huh?
I don't know if you know this. I want to ask you something. Is there a lot of quote unquote agricultural land in Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask that, right? Is because I know of a lady who they give away certain grants for helping people purchase houses. You know what I'm saying? And there's certain programs, things of that nature. And one of them is from the, I think it's, I want to say FHA, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the Department of Agriculture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's through the Department of Agriculture, and what they do is they'll give you X amount of money, you know what I'm saying, to buy a house that's technically in land that's called agricultural land. So this lady I know maybe know of, maybe 40 miles outside, 45 miles outside of Washington, D.C. So it'll take her, what, an hour to get to D.C. maybe, you know what I'm saying? Went and bought a fucking complex, basically. She got a fucking estate and didn't have to put no money down because technically it's agricultural. You know what I mean? And it falls under a different umbrella than regular home.
Right, yeah.
Even
and the zoning and all that shit is different, yeah.
Right. And you ain't got to fucking have no cows and horses on the shit. You just got to know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you literally
just zoned
that. It's just a type of land. It's what it's zoned for.
Right. So shit like that. Like, I'm looking into shit like that because I'm sick of paying rent, too.
Well, you
I'm
know
like,
what? That
I
makes
–
I mean, because that's – I mean, honestly, ultimately, the way to do it and the way to go is to purchase land. Like, land is definitely more, you know, lucrative and more equitable for you if you have land, because there's so much that you can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have – acres of land, you know what I'm saying, build a house and still have enough room, you know what I'm saying, for other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can have, and that's the thing, is like, I'm looking at all of that too, so I'll get with you once I get a little bit more into the process to get information about that, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to make it make sense, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to build a legacy and something for my,
I mean,
my
just think of it this way, just think of it this way. You said you've been in Arizona since 2013, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's just say 2023, that makes 10 years. Let's just say, and I know I'm being cheap, let's just say $500 a month was your rent. All right? So that's $6,000 a year. So that's $60,000 a year in that amount of time, right? In that 10 years. Okay, and that's just $500, right? Nobody's rent is $500. So 60, 120, 180, 30-year mortgage. So just doing $500 in 30 years from the time you was there, you could have bought your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Just being,
absolutely. Yeah.
Just being cheap-ass rent. You know what I'm saying? Not unrealistically cheap-ass rent.
And
you
the shit
I mean?
Keeps going up. Yeah, and that's what's happening. The thing about it is, every year it goes up, like it just does, like, and it's not because really there's a big change in the cost of living. That's just the way the market is out here, and especially with all these fucking people coming, like it's growing, so there's so many people coming from so many different places, so they drive the fucking prices up even more because they want to try to stay competitive. You know what I mean? You got people
now, what I will say,
California,
if we would have been having this
like
conversation
that,
last year, it would have been probably a little better, because once COVID hit, that was actually a good time to purchase houses. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The shit's starting to stable down, hopefully. And I'm sorry. I apologize, God, for saying this. I'm just going to let y'all know ahead of time. I shouldn't what I'm about to say. But hopefully, it's another spike in this shit, so then we can go buy us a house. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? This shit's spiking.
Oh, no. It's no hopefully.
And
oh, that shit is coming.
There's going to be.
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's about to come.
Because
now
we going into flu season.
Yep.
And you think
and
about everybody,
but
now they want to go out Labor Day weekend. They want to go here and go there. You want to fly to Vegas and all types of other mess now. You want to go visit
family.
Hey,
don't throw stones. Don't throw stones.
I mean, when you went, it wasn't a hot state. When you went, but I know people that went when
right.
it was a hot state.
It was. They had just opened back up.
It was.
They hadn't been over 2 weeks, and this nigga said, "I gotta go."
Lord, I thought, okay.
It's going to go up again.
Yo, why don't you go back and do your fucking homework? What the fuck you come from?
Yeah,
actually, too. And then you got the indoor, you have indoor dining now. So now, I know in Jersey, you can do indoor dining. So now,
you can do it here.
Asymptomatic, and they got the cooties, so now they just out here breathing.
Not
out
here
well, here we have it, but you have to wear a mask in when you're walking in, you know, through the restaurant, and then they're not sitting us, like, literally, it's complete social distancing with the tables, like, and they only.
But, all right, can I ask
you
a question?
And I get
that.
But here's my question.
What about the air? How the fuck you gonna tell me to have a mask on when I walk through the door? But once I take this 18th step and sit down, I can take it off and be okay. Like, that don't make no fucking sense to me.
It doesn't.
And not only that,
in the respect of how particles travel in the air, it never is made sense because there are things that can travel more than 6 feet. So it's just for all four, because what they think, they don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. They really don't.
And then,
like
okay, so now my next question is this. Okay, so
now you can open up the restaurant, right? And it's at 25, in Jersey it's 25% capacity, right? For indoor dining,
yeah.
Right? So you were closed. Well, you were a restaurant, so you were open this entire time. Did you get the ventilation fixed? Was there any type of renovations for that? So that when you can't have indoor dining, it would be safe. So, like, my concern is, like, so you mean to tell me, I understand 6 feet and everything like that, but if Karen is over there asymptomatic and shit, and she's just sitting there talking and breathing, and it's just the same recycled air.
Yep.
That's putting us all at risk.
Yeah, this shit is ridiculous.
Listen, let me tell y'all like this. Y'all worried about restaurants and everything. How about sitting on the motherfucking plane with these people who don't want to put on masks?
Oh, hell no.
So I'm like, listen, it's to the point where these people, they don't care. They just don't, I guess they just want to have it. I'm going to give you an example. Last Friday, I'm in Philly. I'm working a flight from Philly to Wilmington in North Carolina. That's about an hour and some change flight, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a man walk onto my plane, does not have on a mask. Keep in mind, okay, I'm going to run you down how many times we tell you you need to have a mask. We tell you as you're driving your ass to the airport. Listen to how many times you're going to be told this. You're driving into the airport. It says it on a big sign. This airport requires you to wear a mask all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. You get to your gate. Your gate agent tells you at least six times while you're sitting there. This flight requires you to wear a mask. Okay. She hands you a mask because you don't have one on. She hands it to you because we have enough masks to provide everybody with a mask on the flight.
Who is beeping?
Ron,
shut up.
So then you get to me. You're in front of me. And I say, hey, excuse me, sir. Do you have a mask? He says to me, no. Okay, well, that's fine. Go on to your seat. I'll bring you one.
Ding.
He rolls his eyes at me. Okay? And I was like, oh, so this is what we're going to do? That's fine. We can do this today. I got time. So, I get back there. I hand him his mask. I walk back through. He still hadn't put it on. I said, okay, I'm gonna go up here, and I'm going to make my announcement that tells people you are required to wear your mask. So, you've been told. Again. Okay.
Mm.
The captain comes on and reiterates exactly what I just said. So,
but
now
you
remove
him from the plane if he refuses to put his mask on?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Let me tell you.
Okay.
So, okay. So I go back to him. He still does not have on his mask. I say to him, hey, sir, I need for you to put on your mask. He then proceeds to tell me that he has asthma. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that you have asthma, but we do not currently have any medical issues that prevent you from putting on your mask, so I need you to put on your mask. He tells me no. Okay, I'll be right back. I go, I let the captain know. I then pulled my gate agent in, and this is when she tells me I gave him a mask to wear. Oh, so you're blatant at this point. Okay, that's fine. She walks back there. She lets him know, hey, if you don't put on this mask, you won't be going anywhere today. You're going back home. And then we ain't even giving you a ride back to where you came from. So guess what? Either you're putting on the mask or you're getting off the plane. So he puts the mask on. So then we get through the flight, y'all. This sucker fool decides he wants to take his mask off and throw it in front of me in a disrespectful way. Listen, I got time for your petty. Please understand that my petty is going to trump yours, because I stuck my head into the cockpit. I told the captain to stick his head outside. I said, hey, look and see what we got here on the ground. He says, what's that? I said, that's 13 C's mask. He was like, that's the guy we had a problem with? Yes, sir, it was. He was like, write it up. Okay. I sure will. Now I got to do paperwork. And now the captain got to do paperwork. Because if I got to do paperwork, he got to do paperwork. So we both got to do paperwork. Both of our paperwork says the same information. Guess who won't be going back home? They stuck. Because we've had to say a lot of paperwork on you, you've now been added to a no-fly list for America.
You gave the nigga a referral? You fucking vice-principal-ass nigga gave this nigga a referral?
A referral?
I don't play no games.
This nigga can't.
So, you gotta go
to fucking. You gotta go to Spirit now to get home, nigga.
Yeah, and out of Wilmington, North Carolina, don't know Spirit fly.
Oh, shit.
So that was about to be my question. So I guess at this point he can't fly.
He can't fly American.
When you get put on the no fly list, is that all the airlines, or is that some of them?
If it's just for the mask thing, it's only for the flight that you're flying for American. If you do some other stuff, like when the
but y'all got like Frontier in that too. So is it like the ones under y'all or just y'all?
It's American, Envoy, PSA, Piedmont. All of that, anything that's up under the American umbrella.
Right.
So listen to this now. That stops it from going American. But if it was a worse situation, there's a do not fly list for everybody, and that's indefinite. This, the one that he's on now, is only until after the pandemic ends.
So this nigga, for as long as people is masking it, this nigga got to drive. That's fucked up just because he wanted to be a dick.
All you have to do is
do he get his money back for the return trip? Do he get his money back?
What?
No.
Ain't no refunds, bitch. Ain't no refunds, nope.
Nah.
You tried it. Ain't no refunds, nope.
Nah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Like, he broke the rules.
You gonna learn today?
Therefore, he ain't getting his money back. Because you're putting you in danger to help and safety of other people by refusing to be compliant by wearing your motherfucking
and you
mask.
And you pick the right
whoa,
black
whoa, why don't
girl
you speak a little faster, nigga?
What?
He picked the right black girl to play with that day.
This right. Nigga said, yeah, you sound like the end of one of them fucking, you know what I'm saying, Truvada prep commercials.
I said he... I literally say he endangered the health and safety of other people by refusing to be compliant with his mask.
No,
nigga, you slowed it down and it was still fast, nigga. Nigga said he didn't wear his mask. Oh, now he make his life off die. Fucking have back pain.
Tommy here. This is it. That's all. So people, while like I'm like this, and I even talk to I don't know what we're doing right now, but my guy friend, he's like, you should just put him off the plane the first time. I was like, we're trying to work with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we try to work with you. We don't really want to set out our day to put people on these no-fly lists. No, I gave him multiple opportunities. It was the point of you throwing it down in front of me that was like, you know what? I got time. I got this 3-hour sit in Wilmington. I got time to write up anything I want to. And
You have people walking into Walgreens and CVS without their mask on. What takes 30 seconds to put on? This is going to give me 2 zeros again.
I understand for those who say, yo, it's so easy to put it on. I also understand those who say, this shit is a fucking hassle and I hate it. You know what I mean?
I get both sides. I get that too.
But
I wear a mask 98.5%
you know
of my day.
If I got to travel and I need to use your way of convenience for me to get from point A to point B, then I have to follow your rules. So, I get it from all sides. You know what I mean? But the shit that be killing me is that if I'm in a public space, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're just walking down the street or I just got out of my vehicle, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to pump me some gas. I don't need my fucking mask on. Stop fucking trying to make me feel like I'm fucking.
That's different because you're outside, so that's different. It's when you walk into these closed spaces that you need to have one on.
Yeah, but I'll be forgetting sometimes, son. I'll be forgetting sometimes. All right.
I had a lady, she came into CVS, right? And I said, ma'am, you don't have a face covering. She said, I'm not putting shit on. I said, well, you ain't buying shit in the store either.
Oh, you did not.
Oh, whoa, Negro. What's all that for?
That's body language. Because I said to her, ma'am, you don't have on a face covering. She said to me, I'm not putting shit on. I said to her, well, you not buying shit in here either.
But wait, why? Just because she turn up, you got to turn up.
Oh, because that's the nigga in me. I'm sorry.
I said,
I'm a work in progress. God is not through with me yet. I'm a work in progress. However, like I just said, you ain't had no face covering. Like, sis, we got like a little medical mask joint real quick for 53 cents. All you had to do was say, all right, well, I ain't even get that far to tell you we had one. You gonna tell me I ain't putting on shit? Well, you ain't buying shit in here either. She said, "Who all right,
can I keep it 100? Can I keep it 100% real with you?"
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason, and I just realized this 2 days ago, and I was fucking disgusted with myself when I realized this. Part of the reason that I don't fucking be wearing it is because I really don't want to know how bad my breath is. No, for real, nigga. I be smoking black and mild, and I be smoking my loud, and I be trying to have my mint. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't put a 3-pack of Altoids. You know what I mean? So I be trying to do right, but yo, I smelt the inside of my mask 2 days ago, nigga, I was disgusted with myself. I made a dental appointment, nigga. I was like, this shit makes no fucking sense for this shit. Yeah, like, yo, what the fuck am I putting into my mouth? Maybe that's just a new thing. I don't know.
No words. Just no words. It don't matter. Like, okay. So then here's what you do. You get you a fresh mask. You get you another one. And you wear that one.
Nah, sir. I be bringing up. I use the same mask. You ain't getting me to be fucking. It's too hard to be getting new masks. You put that shit right on the fucking stand wheel, right on my shift gear, right there. As soon as I get out the car, I put it on. Same one, nigga.
Do you at least have the cloth ones you can wash?
I mean, yeah, I got so boom. So yeah, I got one, and I got a fresh white one that ain't even fresh and white no more.
Oh Lord, I'm gonna need you not to get no.
or you need to wash your face.
No, but as I'm saying, I wash my face. It's just that nothing, the shit's hanging on the thing, so it's a little dirty there. Your hand is on it.
So here's
on
what,
up, all
right, so Ron, I'm going to send you a link, okay? I'm going to send you a link, and then you buy the mask off Amazon. It's black, and you can wash it, okay?
Because
you cut it.
I get them from work. You know what I'm saying? I put them shits on. But also the shit they give you, I wear glasses. And when I need to see, I wear glasses. And when I wear glasses, them shit be fogging
they
my
fog
fucking
up.
Glasses
okay.
up.
Welcome
son.
To my life. They fog up. Welcome to my life. All day, every day.
Yo,
now
they
what?
Be fucking killing me. Yo, that's fogging up shit. Mm-mm. I can't do that when I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get your cable working. Fuck that. If 800 people ain't got no service, you want me to fucking with fog glasses fix this shit? I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Holy, I cannot.
I have a question, Ron. Have you ever thought about contacts?
I have thought about contacts. However, I thought about contacts years ago when I was younger and even more clumsy than I am now, right? So I said, no,
never mind. Don't do it. Never mind. Don't even do it.
Every fucking part of my eye out. I will scratch every piece of this cornea. Yeah, so.
No, don't do that. Never mind.
Okay.
I mean, but as I've gotten older, I've gotten, you know what I'm saying, some of my hand-eye coordination has gotten a little better.
You know
oh,
what?
No,
okay.
It don't work like that. That ain't how it works. My bad. Mm. Yeah. That's like the Benjamin Button shit. It don't work like that in real life. My bad.
No, honey. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Mm. It does not. Mm-hmm. It don't work that way.
But you know what has gotten better as I've gotten older? Reading motherfuckers' body language. How about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. That should get better as you get older.
But see, all right. But let's, you know what I'm saying, real quick, please, you know what I'm saying? That's that shit.
Yeah, real quick, because I'm tired.
I ain't ask you all that. That's that
okay.
shit that brings you back to your essence. So, you know what I'm saying? The nature of who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like being able to see, you know what I'm saying, certain things just don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Sensing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
There was, what was I watching? It was talking about how magicians, right? People who are able to be hypnotized, you can tell those kind of people by certain cues in your body. You know what I mean? So it's certain things that they ask you, and when they ask you certain questions, they can see how your eyes move, and that shows that you think it with a certain part of your brain, right? All that
mm-hmm.
being said is that it's certain things that you don't even know you're telling motherfuckers that you're telling motherfuckers about you through your body language, and you communicate
yes.
non-verbally that those who know can pick up on them and use to manipulate them. You know what I mean? So. That body
mm-hmm.
language shit is real ill. So it's crazy that that was the topic or supposed topic for the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's been great, guys. I'm sorry that I wasn't here the whole time and trying to do homework and still didn't get the shit finished. And so, yeah. So,
you
talk
about your homework and your book learning.
I'm gonna need you to care.
To
I'm gonna need you to care because
evil.
I gotta wait for my professor to answer
mm-hmm.
my email come the weekend. Listen now, I need her to reopen this assignment. Something. I'm sick of this. Oh yeah. So you stop being who you are right now. I can't even watch Wentworth right now. So discombobulated.
Where you at? Season 7, episode what?
Wait a minute. Season 7, I think I'm on like 5 or 6.
Because the birds keep coming in and dying, and old girl is pulling the drugs through the birds.
Oh, no. That was, no, you had episode like 2 or 3 or something. Okay.
Well, okay, 2 or 3.
But that being said, told me about this show, what, last show?
Huh?
Last show, this motherfucker put me on this network, right? I don't watch 7 fucking seasons. This last show.
Yeah.
I've been stuck on this shit.
Like a crackhead.
Nigga, I've been neglecting my fucking household duties. Nigga, I ain't folding laundry. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't washing dishes. I was coming in the house, hopping in the shower, and just watching it.
Just to watch Wentworth.
Wentworth.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. That's what I did. That's what I did for Queen of the South.
True.
See?
I watched that whole thing.
And then, it was so funny, when my mama was like, she going to tell me, while I was talking to Ron, talking about some, you late. You just not watching this?
Right.
Really? My mama?
Wait, but between her mother shitting on us, making us think that we late, and my daughter telling us that fucking, that B was going to be dead, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Her mother older than us. My daughter, younger than us, know what the fuck is going on, but we fucking lost to this shit. I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking confusing.
I know. But we all caught up. We is all caught up now.
Right. Wait. Well, that made me think, well, what the fuck else we lost about, nigga? What the fuck else don't we know?
Right. Like, what else we don't know? What y'all ain't telling us?
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm probably gonna have rib for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
You said rib?
Yeah. Cause I didn't finish eating my food, and it's way too late to try to start eating it now.
And
so.
And you don't think it's way too early to eat it for breakfast?
It ain't gonna fit in my lunchbox. I ain't gonna throw it away.
First of all, Ron, let me break this down for you. Okay, so she has leftovers and it's not gonna fit in her lunchbox, right? So here's the thing: you have to start the day off right. You understand me? So starting her day off with a hearty meal is gonna prepare her for the rest of the day. Because you think about her having a hearty meal, she got to get up, she got to be present, she has to be, you know, the dazzling personality. So, therefore, her having a full
at 10 o'clock in the morning
breakfast is going to allow her to be her best self for the rest of the day.
Now, I don't know when the fuck you became the fucking swan advocate. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when the fuck you became her motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, her attorney and shit. You know what I'm saying? But she can fucking, you know what I'm saying, defend herself. This nigga over here is getting her fucking dietary concerns about the fucking pig. Get the fuck out of here, that boy.
Hey,
eat that shit now. The fuck out of here. Don't start your day off when you start. That shit gonna be heavy on your stomach all motherfucking day. Eat that shit now, get it out the way, shit it out in the morning when you wake up and have your day started with a good breakfast, nigga.
I got Pop-Tarts and protein drink. And we have bagels downstairs. So I'll get up early enough to go get me a bagel. How about that? But I still got 3.
You
go
fuck around. And old boy go eat that shit.
Who gonna eat it? Who gonna eat my food? Who?
I'm done.
Who is old boy? What are you talking about? I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so
We ain't even. I can't even see you when I can read that body language. You know what? We gonna have to call it a night, people, because.
I don't understand it. I'm loving it. I'm turning off lights and air conditioning. It's cold in here.
We're well, everyone, thank you so, so much for tuning in with us tonight, for kicking with us. And I know we got off topic, but as always, it's still a good show. Amash,
yep, please. I am. I'm
Ron,
right now. I plug on my watch.
Just try to behave yourself if you can. If you can, just try a little bit.
I can't.
Goodness gracious.
Can I plug up my watch?
We will see you all next week. Same time, same place.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Okay, I'll send a message about what next week is about because this is Ron's idea. So I will send that through the messages.
Okay.
Yeah, yo, okay. I got this new phone. I ain't download none of that shit from the new phone, right? And the reason I ain't do it is because I fucked my screen up, right? But the phone is so new that, and I ain't got insurance on it, that no place got a fucking screen for this phone. So I got to fuck around and have some fucking broke ass. Yo, I'm fucking pissed. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
What kind of phone is that?
I don't know. Some Motorola shit.
First of all, they still make Motorola.
Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I looked at it. I was like, well, this is high right here. But whatever. Nigga.
Where did you get it from? The fucking
Julio service.
The supermarket, service. Nigga. Where the fuck else you get a phone from? The phone store, nigga.
Oh, not the phone store, Lord. Which phone store? Sprint? T-Mobile?
No, I got Boost.
Biscuit. Oh.
I got Boost.
All right, how long have you had the phone?
10 days.
Take it back to the store.
Nigga, the shit fell off my fucking truck and it got ran over by the cars.
Oh, yeah, no.
They're not taking that shit back.
They're not taking that back.
No, I'm saying.
Dang.
Right, and it's so new that they don't got the screen ain't available. The one place they had the screen was in China. They were charging $41 for it, but the dude was like, I don't feel comfortable ordering it from China. You know what I'm saying? In the pandemic.
Because of the, oh, Lord. When I tell y'all, everything on me hurt when I just lay down in this bed.
That's because you old, nigga.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so we're...
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Shit.
Because you old, nigga.
You're older, nigga. What?
I'm done. You're a white woman.
Okay. We out of here. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place. Different shenanigans.
Good night.
Good night.
Fuck out of here sounding all nice. Good night. Fuck out of here with that.